DW。
当今世界，中国和德国作为世界上最强大的经济体。
7 years ago, in an unprecedented move, 12 Chinese businessmen invested 125,000 euros each in the tiny western German village of Hopstadt in Weiersbach. Many thought they were crazy.But today, this rural area has grown into a thriving community of 300 small and medium-sized German-registered Chinese firms, thanks to the forward thinking of one successful Chinese businesswoman and her German partner.
To be a bridge between two cultures, right?
Andreas Scholz met his now wife at Frankfurt Airport. Jane Ho was catching a flight back to China after positive meetings for her own business.
So, and then she had the idea, okay, what's good for my business could be also good for other Chinese.And so then the idea came step by step up to settle down a business center for Chinese entrepreneurs who can come to Germany and set up their business here.
Scholz and Ho chose this rather remote location of Hopstadt in Weiersbach because of the old U.S. Army barracks left vacant here. The couple bought the barracks and transformed the property into residential apartments and office space for potential Chinese investors. It wasn't long after that Ho and her husband convinced the initial 12 businessmen to move in.
Basically, we are here in the middle of a beautiful nature, but still very central. We have only 1.5 hour to Frankfurt. Frankfurt Airport, it's very close.
And we ship them to Germany, and we...
Wang Ji, or Will, is the European manager for Shenzhen-based BGI, one of the world's leading genome sequencing centers, interested in boosting their commercial business abroad. He set up the company's European headquarters in Oak Garden 2 years ago.
Germany was the center of Europe.In here, the government helped us a lot to connect it with local hospitals and local universities, especially in our area.
Oak Garden is also connected to the neighboring university and sporting facilities, which foster further business opportunities for Chinese investors.Amateur football player Hao Wang always admired the talents of German players. Now the investor, come businessman, organizes joint Chinese-German youth soccer tournaments from Hopstadt in Weiersbach.
The German Business Association thinks highly of the soccer project. So with the strong support of Oak Garden, I started this project.
We are very fond of this project.
The local government is also excited about the growing commercial hub. District Governor and Representative for Trade, Industry and Tourism, Michael Dietz.
They invested around about 30 million euros. And this money went directly to craftsmen, to the industry in this region, to all the people. And Mr. Scholz was talking about around about 1,000 Chinese people. These1,000 Chinese people, they need cars, they need furniture, they need food, they need clothes, everything, and this helps definitely the region.
Yet, this gradual growth of Chinese businesses in Germany has others concerned about potential consequences, says Dr. Omar Roman Serrano Oswald, chair for European and Global Governance at Munich's Technical University.
They basically say, you know, we want to become a technology superpower by the time the 100th anniversary of the People's Republic come in 2049. So, I mean, clearly this worries people when you hear something like that.
China has taken over a number of European firms in recent years. Germany is still reeling from the controversial acquisition of the German robotics group KUKA by Chinese appliance maker Midea in 2016.
Economics minister at the time, Sigmar Gabriel, he tried to organize a counterbid by European consortia, and it was just impossible to be able to reach that price. The reason why Midea could make this offer so high was because they get support from Chinese state-owned banks, which of course are the biggest in the world and have massive capital.
Such takeovers of large tech companies are in line with Beijing's Made in China 2025 plan, which aims to move Chinese industries away from cheap, low-quality production and towards higher-value manufacturing. Some Western governments, however, fear that will involve buying or even stealing the ideas and experience of foreign companies. These concerns are also fueling debate over Chinese smartphone provider Huawei and its 5G technology. Yet, with China being Germany's top trading partner, Berlin is choosing a more pragmatic approach.
You don't want to block everything. And since also China is such an important market for German exporters, and as I said, the economic relationship is generally very good, I think how do you balance this? How do you make sure that this kind of cases like KUKA won't happen again?
Back in Hopstetten-Weiersbach, Oak Garden co-founder Andreas Schulz says while local residents were skeptical when the project first began, now there's a sense of mutual understanding in the community.
Also the Germans was wondering, very curious what the Chinese are doing in this region. Chinese are, I have to say, a totally different culture, right? So and at the beginning, they always was curious. Bring together both cultures, it's very important, you know, because only if you have a cultural understanding, you will have a success also in business, right?
For now, Oak Garden and the local government don't seem to be worried about the growing friction between Chinese businesses and the West. In fact, the development is constructing 12 new buildings over the next few years to accommodate another 500 Chinese investors and their families.
After the years, the Chinese are really like normal, you know. They go into the clubs, they make sports together, the kids go to the kindergarten, to the school, the parents make friendship, totally normal living together.
Yet the country's Federation of German Industries has been pressuring Berlin to tighten rules on foreign business investment, and in some areas, the government is listening. And that might eventually have an impact as far as quaint little Hopstetten-Weiersbach. Natalie Carney for DW in Hopstetten-Weiersbach.
DW.